This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. envoy to NATO said Sunday that the United States does not have a policy of regime change in Russia in the latest effort to clarify U.S. President Joe Biden's statement that Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot remain in power. She told CNN, quote, the U.S. does not have a policy of regime change in Russia, full stop, end quote. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is not trying to topple Russian President Vladimir Putin at a news conference in Jerusalem. Blinken said Mr. Biden's point was that, quote, Putin cannot be empowered to wage war or engage in aggression against Ukraine or anyone else, end quote. Ukraine's president has accused Western governments of lacking courage as he pleaded for fighter jets and tanks to help in the fight against a Russian invasion. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
President Volodymyr Zelensky lashed out at the West for taking part in what he called a ping-pong about who should and how to hand over jets and other defensive weapons to us. Saying he spoke to fighters in Mariupol, he sniped that he wished Western leaders had 1% of their courage as they are an arm about how to hand over the jets and tanks to Ukraine. While Ukraine's fighters were bolstered by weapons from the US and other Western allies, the donation has so far not included fighter jets. The plan to transfer Polish planes to Ukraine via the US was scrapped after NATO worried about getting drawn into the conflict with Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkey supports the unity and sovereignty of Ukraine, the Turkish presidency spokesperson told Al Jazeera TV Sunday. He told the Qatari TV channel that war in Ukraine was not justified, but channels of communication with Russia must be kept open, adding, quote, Turkey is trying to end the war in Ukraine through dialogue with Moscow and Kyiv, end quote. This is VOA News. Myanmar's leader has vowed to intensify action against homegrown militia groups fighting the military-run government, saying the armed forces would annihilate them. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing spoke Sunday at a military parade marking Armed Forces Day. The military seized power last year from the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Mass nationwide protests held to oppose the takeover were lethally suppressed, and Myanmar now faces what UN experts have characterized as a civil war. The Saudi-led coalition launched airstrikes on Yemen Sunday, hours after Houthi rebels announced a three-day truce, with the UN chief condemning a surge in violence as the war enters its eighth year. The raids targeted Sana'a, the rebel-held capital, according to Saudi Arabian Al-Akhira TV. The attacks began shortly after the Iran-backed Houthis announced a three-day truce and offered peace talks on condition that the Saudis stop their airstrikes and blockade of Yemen and remove, quote, foreign forces, end quote. The flurry of attacks and diplomacy came as Yemen, the Arab world's poorest country, Saturday marked 7 years since the Saudi-led intervention against the Houthis, who seized Sana'a in 2014. Some local talent from Ukraine who asked to perform at a benefit concert hosted by Ed Sheeran next week in Birmingham, England, has been told no. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Sheeran got the request through TikTok.
Hello, Ed. Greetings from Kyiv.
Wearing combat gear with a bombed building in the background was Taras Topolia and two other soldiers.
We are Ukrainian musicians of the Ukrainian band Antitila, one of the most popular Ukrainian bands.
Topolia says his band wanted to play during the concert from Kyiv.
We are not afraid to play under the bombs. Through music, we want to show the world that Ukraine is strong.
Ed Sheeran's response.
I can't wait to check the music out to you guys and sending lots of love.
Topolia says Sheeran answered back, and the answer is
no.
The reason?
The concert has a purely humanitarian purpose, but we are wearing helmets and holding arms.
Topolia says they are musicians at heart, but they understand the decision. I'm Ed Donahue.
And repeating our top story, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is not trying to topple Russian President Vladimir Putin, despite its harsh condemnation of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. envoy to NATO said Sunday the United States does not have a policy of regime change in Russia, full stop. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.